Hey folks, welcome to the hot new episode of Heat Seeking Pissile. My name is Josh and I am joined by my fabulous co-host Keaton once again. Hello Keaton.
Who else is here?
Oh, there's no one. For some reason the app keeps messing up and saying there's more people here. There's no one else here. Now, is your birthday is coming up.
It is, yeah.
I wanted to do something special for your birthday.
Okay, I like the sound of that.
The last episode we were on together, we were with Adam. We were not here as ourselves. We were here as the Big Dick Boys. What are you rustling around with? What are you doing?
The Bad Dick Boys.
Did I say Big Dick Boys?
Correct you. You said Big Dick. No, it's not at all the case. Just true. Terrible yeah. Penises. Not,
sorry,
not
that's large. Like the opposite of what I mean.
Well, is there excess sound? Does it sound like I'm rustling with something?
It does sound like you're rustling. What, are you in the bushes?
I'm not, technically.
What do you mean, technically?
Well, okay, I don't really refer to it as a bush. I refer to it as home, usually, but like...
Oh, God, are you living in a hedgerow?
I live in
a
hedge,
there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alarmed.
Exactly. Don't be alarmed.
It's just Keaton.
Because, I mean, it's a nice bush. It's a high-end bush. It's one of those ones that's shaped like an elephant.
Mm.
It's trimmed really nice.
Three things that I hear all the time, by the way.
Oh, what?
Never mind. anyway, on the Bad Dick Boys, we discussed how you had entered the full club, but that now you are a co-host, you are kind of becoming exempt from the clubs.
Yeah, slowly, but yeah.
Yeah. So I thought if you were officially leaving the clubs, this is something we haven't done before. We've had people come into the clubs and, you know, we mention it, but it's not a sort of ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
But since you're the first person to actually leave the clubs, I've consulted the full club.
Indeed.
And we decided there was a ritual to take place. And we're going to do it here and now. So please welcome the rest of the full club, Kristen.
Hello.
And Matt is here.
Hi.
And of course, Peter Dinklage is here, although his microphone still isn't working.
We really need to get that GoFundMe off the ground.
We really do for poor Peter. But yes, the rest of the full club is here. So how are we all?
Good, okay.
it's good to speak with y'all. Hi.
Happy there. Early birthday.
That's
and
right.
Happy birthday to all gamers.
So, all gamers.
So important.
This is a serious matter, though. We do need to officially remove you from the four club.
You are being kicked out.
You need to
it
get
sounds
the fuck
painful.
Out.
Well, it may turn out to be painful. We've spoken, and there's a short series of rituals which we just need you to pass. I say we. I'm not in any of the clubs, obviously, apart from the Bad Dick Boys. But I'm sort of officiating.
I'm scared.
So I'll speak on behalf of Peter Dinklage, obviously, as both his lawyer and because he doesn't have a microphone.
Mm.
So we've set aside some tasks for you to do. Three main tasks,
trials, if you will.
Exactly.
I'm just nervous.
You should be. So Matt, do you want to introduce the first of the trials?
Yes. Well, you know, we figured that we needed a variety of things to make you not suffer, but you know, feel the pain of leaving such a prestigious society. In the spirit of this podcast and in sort of keeping with traditions, we wanted you to watch the scene again, but not just, you know, watching the scene like any other, sort of sitting down and watching the piss scene. No, we wanted you to watch the scene with Beethoven's Fifth over it.
I see.
Yeah. Now, if you can also hold your eyes open, I don't know if you have any tape or maybe matchsticks.
Some Clockwork Orange type stuff.
Well, that's an interesting comparison. We hadn't thought about that.
Boys,
no, not
reference.
At all.
I guess it is pretty similar.
Yeah,
I have genuine remakes of the Clockwork Orange props to hold my eyes open, so I could use those.
Oh, well, that would be.
They haven't come in handy yet, but now that you say this, I'm like, oh, that's perfect.
Watch out, you don't scratch your eyes with them, because that's what happened to Malcolm McDowell. Do you know the guy who's putting drops in his eyes is actually a real doctor? Because those things actually scratch the fuck out of Malcolm McDowell's eyes, and he needed eye drops.
Jesus.
I didn't know that. That's terrible. Ow.
As a girl, I can tell you guys that much harder than holding your eyes open with those things would have been him putting on the fucking fake lashes.
Using the Ludovico technique as a makeup putting on tool.
I'm going to start listening to Beethoven as I do my makeup.
I want to see a YouTube beauty blogger. Advocating
like Michelle Phan or something,
oh,
putting on the helmet.
I don't know how you all expected this to go, but I do have both the scene and the symphony pulled up, if that's where this is headed.
In order to avoid copyright, you should probably wear headphones and simply tell us when you're done. Also,
I don't know if Beethoven's Fifth is copyright.
I don't think... I think it's...
a Google on that. Let me bing it. Sorry.
I would think that Beethoven is probably in the public domain.
The script of Angry Birds is not, and if they overlap, this could cause problems. I'm a lawyer. If we had an enemy who intentionally reported it, there could be problems.
Beethoven's all in the public domain, so we can crank up that Beethoven.
Okay.
I know I specified it's the Fifth Symphony, but I don't actually know what it is in the film.
I just pulled up the Fifth Symphony on Spotify.
That's how Beethoven intended it to be heard.
All right,
well, Clockwork Orange thing, the comparison was a coincidence.
That sounds like the right one. So go back to
the start of the both of them.
Yeah, play them both at once.
So you got your eyes wedged open.
Full, yeah, holding them open.
Yeah,
my eyes are starting to get very dry already. Actually, this is
obviously this is a traumatic experience. Feel free to yell cry.
Yeah, my roommates won't be happy about it, but sure. You know they're not.
No, have them come in the room and hold your eyes open for you.
No, they're really not supportive of this podcast. They talk about it too much. All right, I'm ready to go.
Ready to go.
Should I just start it? Should I just get into this?
Matt, do you want to count them in?
Okay, absolutely. All right, so 3, 2, 1, and go.
Oh, fuck. That pan shot of the lake with this music is just haunting. Like, you just know you're about to see louder. Something terrible. This is as loud as it goes right now.
Oh my god.
Oh, he's picking up the water right as. Oh my god. And they drank. Oh, this is. And Red is climbing. He's yelling. It's so dramatic. We should get out of here. No, stop swimming in the water. What are you doing? It's not water. They have a choreographed routine. What's going on? How long have you been planning this? Get out of the water! Not into each other's mouths! Come on! Oh, this is a really good part of the song for this. Why is it matched up so well? Oh, he swallowed it. Jet skiing. Oh, it's slow-mo into his mouth. Oh my god. Red's panicked. He hears something. Get out of the water! Get out of the water! Hide. You need to hide. What's happening? The Great Eagle. This is so well timed up. It's actually unbelievable. I'd highly recommend this.
Is it like the Dark Side of the Rainbow type situation?
Oh my god. The eagle spreading his wings.
We're going to need someone with video editing skills to put these two things together.
Someone's going to do it.
I got it.
Just the looks on their faces tell on all. God, fuck. This is so dramatic. I'm really, it's a totally different experience than just watching it with regular audio.
Well, this is what it takes to leave the Four Club.
It is a little bit of a painful experience, but it's our new thing. Still peeing, by the way. Oh, still peeing, and there's the last drop right there.
Did he just leave from the sheer impact?
Guys, I think we killed him.
I think
he killed our co-host. Died.
Or maybe he just reached enlightenment and was like, what am I doing on this podcast? We never hear from him again. He's like a monk now studying philosophy in some mountain.
Wow.
Sorry,
he's alive.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
My Wi-Fi kicked out kind of symbolically.
It couldn't handle it.
Okay, I'm starting
to worry.
You
kicked out your wife?
My wife, yeah, I kicked her out.
Four Club, Keaton, can you give the rest of the Four Club and me a second?
Oh, sorry. But yeah, do your...
Guys, this ritual, there's not anything, like, weird about it, is there? Because the whole Wi-Fi thing is a bit...
I think it's all normal.
Yeah, I should be fine.
All right, well, Peter, you gave the most convincing argument there, but I'm still not... I'm worried that there's some sort of dark magic at play here. That seems a little too... Nobody?
If you're suggesting we cancel the ritual and leave him in the Four Club, I object.
Yeah, no, I want him out of here.
Oh, no, I want him the fuck out. It's almost his birthday. We gotta get him out.
Excuse me if I may interrupt. Right. This sounds fucking suspicious.
No, Keaton, it's don't worry about it. It's a normal... It's just a normal podcast ritual. Okay, so we've tackled the mental, the psychological part of the ritual. Kristen, would you like to explain the next step, the physical stage?
Okay, for this part, we want you, in the voice of Uncle Sam, we want you to take 4 bong hits. If you don't have a bong, pipe hits are also acceptable, or any such thing that is used to inhale and then exhale the substance known only as THC.
Even a Juul if you have to.
Even a Juul will count.
Okay, very funny story. As both of you were talking just then, I did take 3 rips of my wax pen and then 2 rips of my Sorin. So I've done both of those already. I'll keep going. I'll do it.
Sorry,
I'll do it.
We're not done.
Hold on, that's 5. So I would just like to ask that you exhale really hard right now to sort of bring it to 4.
It's like Darth Vader taking a shit.
I think this may be peak Keaton that I just told him to smoke weed and his answer was, I already did.
Yeah, that's pretty canon of me. That's, you know.
So that's the first half of the second part of the ritual.
Now that you're where we want you, we would like you to take 4 laps. Not really sure how to define a lap, seeing as we aren't really in a gymnasium at this
point. Do you live on a block?
Yeah, do you pretty much live on a block?
Or by a field?
I guess one of those, probably, but it's cold outside.
Okay.
If you live in a house, you can just run around the house.
I can run around my room. The building.
The room is not good enough. We're going to have to get you to run around the house.
We need some serious cardio up in this bitch.
Yeah. I suppose we could.
I could run to Best Buy.
Run to Best Buy.
How far is Best Buy?
50 miles.
We could also substitute running for maybe a set of like 4 jumping jacks, 4 push-ups, 4 squats.
Kristen, do some burpees.
This is my favorite part of the ritual.
4 burpees. All right.
I'm going to do burpees with my phone in my hand.
Keaton, I'm just going to ask you quickly one more time. Is it possible for you to run a significant distance?
I mean,
because I really do want you to do it.
All right, you know what? I'm putting my fucking shoes on. Fine.
Thank you so much.
For the podcast.
You're a great coach.
Put my shoes on.
Is there a distance you can do 4 times, or maybe just like.
Maybe do a quick lap around the block?
Yeah, that would be good.
I would find it acceptable if it was approximately 0.4 miles.
One block works because there's 4 sides.
Is there a magical significance of the number 4?
Or if you have a foreskin, then that's fine as well.
Unfortunately, it was stolen from me without my consent.
We got to do that as another episode. We got to get that foreskin back.
It's an important piece of the ritual.
You got to restore it in order to get the fuck out of the Four Club.
All right, I'm going outside. I'm going to do a whole lap around the fucking block.
Okay. And just to confirm that you have taken these chemical enhancements.
Of course, yeah. Plenty loaded up. Are you going to talk me through this? Because I'm starting to run right now.
I mean, what's to talk you through? Left foot, right foot?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out. I am running, though.
Okay, this is good.
Excellent.
Please run faster.
Do you hear the cars going by?
No.
Oh, well,
if you can, like, run very close to a car.
Oh, yeah.
My banana closer. Bread is almost ready.
Oh, now all right. While Keaton's doing this run, yeah, let's get an update on the banana bread.
Yeah, so it's technically got 9 minutes left before it's supposed to be, like, potentially done. Then I have to stick a tester in it and see if it comes out clean, but I don't have a tester.
When you say tester.
What can I use as a tester? Yes.
Man, you're talking like your dick.
Yeah, and I don't want it to come out clean.
Keaton, how you doing?
I don't run very often, so not super well, but you know.
You're doing a great job. Kristen, my question was going to be, from your perspective, would Keaton's heightened state affect his running?
Well, working out while high on the drug that is only known as weed, it worked for the dude in American Beauty, but also everything else about the movie was bullshit, too.
Wow.
From what I know of Keaton, he probably isn't having a good time.
No.
Keaton, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
How was it?
Bad.
Can you describe how you're feeling?
Tired.
I don't think I've ever seen Keaton run in my life.
That makes sense.
I don't think I've ever seen Keaton in my life.
Huh. Why did I do that?
You did it because you didn't even the fulcrum.
That makes sense. Yeah, sure.
Okay, take a second to recuperate.
I'm going to need one podcast length to recuperate, actually. So
join us next time.
Part two. Oh, my God.
Well, there's one part left to the ritual.
Okay.
And, this will probably be the hardest for you, though.
Yeah. This was mainly Kristen's idea, I've got to say.
You thought running was bad. Wait for this.
I would get Peter Dinklage to tell you, but obviously, microphone situation.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
On Peter's behalf, we're going to have to ask you to count to four.
I know. Like you guys know how hard I worked.
Yeah.
learning to count just for that lost episode because it was.
You did so good as well.
I learned to count in order to count the seconds of pee.
You did. You watched hours of Sesame Street, and we're very proud of you.
Yeah, there's a lot more Sesame Street than you think there is. It's like a lot more.
Well, hang on. You don't know how much Sesame Street I think there is.
No, I know, and it's more than that.
I think there's 3 episodes of Sesame Street.
There's more than you think.
Dang.
Wow.
All right, I know for a fact, and this is like the toughest part, and I know this. I've memorized this. I'm going to start with 1.
I object. Sorry to be nitpicky here. This disturbs me because the natural set of numbers, in fact, does not start at 1.
That's right.
You start over properly.
Okay, I'm going to count to 4. Okay, so like, learned about negative numbers. So I think negative numbers also starts at 1, like a negative 1.
Think how many times you've had sex within the past 6 months.
Oh!
Ooh. Right,
starting with 0. We're going
to
go from there.
That was the hint he needed.
Okay, that makes it much easier. So we're going to go 0 and then a negative 1. What are you talking about?
You're negative? Close.
You said it was less. No.
Actually, maybe that's the other point. Way. Maybe since he's leaving the 4 club, he has to count to negative 4.
Whoa.
Well, I feel like that's just letting him off the hook.
Okay, here's my idea.
Peter Dinklage was pretty clear about 4. He didn't say negative 4, so I'm not going to accept that bullshit.
What about this compromise? Okay. How about he counts?
Yeah, I'm going to defer to Pete on this one.
How about he counts to 4 and to negative 4 at the same time?
All right, I can accept that.
Every time I say the word negative, it's in parentheses, meaning that it counts both for my negative counting as well as the positive counting.
You're the laziest fucking person in the world.
Yeah. It's,
okay, well, but I mean, but you have to say open parentheses and close parentheses.
All right.
Your order's going to be all fucked up if you do this.
So we start at 0, which doesn't have a negative value or a positive value. I will note that. We're going to go from there. We're going to go open parentheses, negative, close parentheses, 1. And beyond that, this is where it gets a little tricky here. We're going to go again. We're going to do open parentheses, negative, close parentheses. But this time, instead of 1, we're going to do 2.
Any argument from the 4 club?
So far, so good.
No.
So far, so good. Okay. And we're going to, again, do an open parentheses. Inside of it is going to be negative, and then at the end of that is going to be another closed parentheses. Like, I hope you guys realize I'm drawing this out right now so I can be able to fully comprehend.
That's fine.
We know, buddy.
Okay. Instead of doing 1 or 2, I'm going to do a 3.
Okay. Bold.
Unorthodox, right, but
we're coming toward the finale here. And once again, I'm going to start with the open parenthesis, moving there from that to
just the single parenthesis.
Negative, and then a closed parenthesis. Parenthesis?
Why are you saying parenthesis?
I feel like parentheses is plural.
I think it's singular and plural.
It's parenthesis, isn't it?
What the fuck? Is that a word?
Yeah, Dictionary.com, I say so, yeah.
We gotta take a pause.
You better hurry up. My banana bread is ready in 15 seconds.
Shit.
No, I think you're right. Maybe it's parenthesis and then parentheses is the plural.
Oh, shit. You gotta start over, dude. You've been fucking this whole thing up.
Yeah, I really think you should begin from the beginning, please.
Parenthesis. It is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You
think I'm gonna lie to you?
Okay, we're gonna start over. We're gonna go 0. Open parenthesis, negative, close parenthesis, 1. And then open parenthesis, negative, close parenthesis, 2. And then an open parenthesis, negative, close parenthesis, 3. And then, can I use a lifeline?
Sure, who do you want to ask? Matt, Kristen, or Peter Dinklage?
I feel like wisdom-wise, if we're talking just like, you know, how much wisdom you'd gain in a certain amount of time, I think it would be smart to go to our oldest member, and that is, other than Josh, I guess, is Peter Dinklage.
Can we just discuss earlier? You and I were talking.
Yeah, I thought you were like 5 or 6 years older than you are.
You thought I was early 30s.
Can you blame me? Kristen, do you know how old Josh is?
I do, and I never once thought he was in his 30s.
Fuck. I guess I'm the bad guy here. Matt, Eddie,
I don't know. We really can't hold it against you. You don't even know what ages really mean. You can't count.
Josh is just sort of, you know, he exists.
Kind of timeless in a way. Because he definitely looks like he probably existed during, like, the Renaissance. But also, he definitely does exist now. So it's like, you know, what's moving on from that?
Please do.
I figured Google was illegal for me to look this up on Google, but I did use
Bing. This is a Bing-only podcast, please.
Right, I did use Bing. I'm going to lock in my final answer. It's going to be open parenthesis negative, close parenthesis, 4.
Yes.
Yes, we have confirmation from the 4 club.
Wow.
Thank God.
To finally, I believe, the final step, now that you've completed the rituals, Keaton, how are you feeling after having done your tasks?
Worse than before.
Sure, I think that was the end. If the three of you in the Fool Club can just do your sort of, is it a hymn or a chant or a poem? What is it?
It's actually the opening to Hooked on a Feeling.
Okay, all right.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka.
Hey, you're not involved in this.
Yeah, please.
I don't know if you're spilling the beans over there.
This entire thing.
Feeling.
Okay.
People are gonna be like, this deep bitch inside of me.
While we're in,
girl, you just don't realize what you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight. You let me know everything's all right. I'm
hooked on a feeling. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. I'm believing dun, 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 dun. You're in love with me.
Woo!
Start a feeling.
Keep going. I feel like that was symbolic.
You guys should make your 4 club chant a recording of me doing Hooked on a Feeling.
Guys, can you just make it like a poem?
Please?
I don't know why I'm making you do this.
Just do it. It's really kind of a tired bit, if you ask me.
Imagine you're on one knee and I'm holding a sword, like, on your shoulder, like they do to, like, promote someone to be, like, a sir or whatever, except it's to get you to fuck out of the 4 club.
I like that you refer to it as becoming a sir and not just being knighted. Once was 4, but now, no more.
Still can't count. That's all. No rhyme. <here. laughs>
Oh, Peter, that was...
Peter, I didn't know you were such a poet.
Oh, that made me feel a lot better. I felt bad before. Those rituals were mentally and emotionally and physically exhausting. But after you just said that, truthfully, like, that just brought me back to life. Thank you for those words.
Is Keaton officially out of the 4 club now?
I believe so.
Yeah, he's out.
Well, my banana bread turned out fucking perfectly. It's beautiful.
Oh, yes!
Hell yes!
Round of applause for banana bread, please, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. Glad to hear that, Matt.
Well, hang on. While we were clapping, I feel like I heard... Peter, can you clap again?
I thought I might have heard that, too.
Oh my god, Peter's microphone is working!
Peter, welcome, finally!
Say something quickly! Oh, it's kind of... Oh, no, red light's back on.
Jesus.
No, it's...
That
it's
microphone really has a vengeance against me.
God, the GoFundMe is
still on.
Well, he looks disappointed. He's shaking his head, but... No, he's okay with it. No, he's laughing. He's having a good time. Love you, Pete. Well, listen, thanks, 4 Club members, for stopping by.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Okay. Yeah, you're welcome.
What are these sounds, by the way?
I think Kristen's the weak link.
Well, Peter, that's just fucking rude.
I can't believe it. He went there. That's classic Pete, though.
Oh, it really is.
Real gentleman bastard.
It's with the water.
It's someone pouring ice.
Hey, look, I'm doing my dishes. I just made banana bread, all right?
Maybe wait till after the record. You know what? I've done it before. I can't.
I don't know if I'm going to leave this in or not. The status of both of these 4 club memberships. Matt, I guess you're in the 5 club now, but...
this feels weird.
Your 4 club presence is... I'm going by the wiki.
It's tenuous, I realize.
You've only been on one episode.
Yes, but we tried that episode several times.
Sort of four times, yeah. I guess maybe maybe you're trapped in the four club forever.
Uh-oh.
Well, this is from what I just learned about negative numbers, you might need to do negative four podcast episodes in order to get out of the paradox.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that would just mean me missing out on four episodes, which I've done easily.
Already. Whoa. Really ahead of the game.
Kristen.
If you take the absolute value of amount of episodes he hasn't been in, that surpasses four. So I'm just going to give him this one, but it only applies to him.
What the fuck is this absolute value shit?
Oh, Keaton's starting to get mad at maths.
Wait, there's more than one math.
Only for Josh.
Keaton, don't worry about how many of anything there is.
Kristen, you're now in the six club.
Hell yeah, I am.
No one else is even in the five club.
So what you're telling me is I'm better than everyone else? Hold on, I just have to text Julian about something unrelated real quick.
Well, you're like Julian, I don't even know, by the way, because Julian's only in Wet Spider-Man now. I God knows what his status is.
That's not even the same podcast.
But, yeah, you're two clubs above everybody else.
I love this information.
I love his information.
All right, come on. I may have to ban you from the podcast for a little while.
The sound of Matt's dishes is like musical somehow. Like, I feel like this sample was used in the making of Aeroplane Over the Sea.
That's funny because I hate this sound. It's really throwing me off right now.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I just finished doing my dishes.
Oh, well done, Matt.
I'm going to cut into the banana bread.
Oh my god, Peter's microphone's working again. No, it's gone off.
He only claps.
I think when he starts clapping, it activates it. Maybe the microphone is on a clapper.
He always claps an odd number of times, so it turns off and he doesn't realize.
Unable to clap an even number of times.
He just can't get it right. Well, Keaton, I guess you're officially the co-host now.
Hell yeah. Wait, is this my performance review? I don't even remember.
I didn't want to put too much pressure, but this was also your performance review.
Sweet.
This banana bread is so good.
Once more, I want to thank the Four Club for coming along.
Of course.
That's my pleasure.
And Keaton, congratulations.
Okay. Do you say congratulations?
Yeah, congratulations.
And a congratulations to you.
Congratulations.
Bye. Happy birthday, Keaton.
Yeah, happy birthday, Keaton. Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, buddy. I fucking love you. From the first moment I ever saw Keaton, back when we went to the same college, my very first thought, and I have told him this before, but I just looked at him briefly while walking past. At the time, I didn't even know we were going to be living in the same suite, or not suite, but same floor. And I was just like, damn, that guy kind of looks like PewDiePie.
Did I tell you that the other day I saw two guys cross the street, and like as they crossed the street, a bus like honked, and so they had to like run, and they started laughing, and one of them went to fist bump the other, but he was holding his phone, so he just punched his phone out of his hand.
Oh my god!
Okay, are we at this bitch?
I love you.
I love you.
You guys leave first.
No, you leave first.
No, you leave first.
No, come on, Josh, you leave first.